Title: Bassline Theory, Shop Shape for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a bassline that actually rolls. Because in Jungle and Old School DNB, the roller isn't just a note choice. It's not even a sound choice, really. The timeless momentum comes from the chop shape, how the bass is gated and spaced in time, how it breathes around the kick and snare, and how it creates that motor rhythm that pulls you through the bar. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-layer bass, a one-bar chop template you can loop all day, and a simple variation system so it stays alive over 32, 64 bars, without turning into a brand new melody every 4 bars. Let's set the scene. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. I'll aim at 172 as a nice middle ground. Make sure you've got drums running while you build this. Don't design a roller bass in silence. Put a kick on beat 1, and snares on 2 and 4. Then drop a shuffled break underneath. Amen. Think, whatever you've got. Something with ghost notes and movement, because that's what the bass has to live with. Also, open up the groove pool in Ableton. We'll come back to it later for that jungle lean. Now, step 1. Build the bass instrument. We're going to split it into sub and mid. This is classic for a reason. Sub is the engine. Mid is the body that reads on small speakers and gives character. First, the sub track. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Keep it simple. Use just oscillator A. Set it to a sine or triangle if you want a tiny bit more harmonic content. For the envelope, go attack at 0 milliseconds, decay around 300 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, basically off, and a release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. That release is not fluffy vibes. It's click prevention. If your chops are tight and you hard cut a sine wave, you can get little ticks. A small release helps the note end cleanly. Then add auto filter on the sub. Low pass 24 dB. Set the cutoff around 120 to 160 Hz. Keep resonance low, basically off. This is just to keep the sub from sprouting junk. Add utility after that. Turn bass mono on. Width to 0%. Club translation depends on this. If your sub is wide, it might feel massive in headphones and then disappear on a big system. We're not doing that. Good. Sub is now a stable engine. Clean. Consistent. Now the mid track. Create another MIDI track and load wave editable. Use basic shapes. Set the position toward a sawish area somewhere around 70 to 100 depending on the table. Turn unison off. Old school rollers don't need super saw fluff. They need punch and timing. Add auto filter. Low pass 12 or 24. Put cutoffs somewhere like 250 to 600 Hz as a starting point. Resonance around 10 to 25%, just enough to give it some bark, some read. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass the mid layer around 120 to 160 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Optionally dip a bit around 250 to 400 if things get boxy. And if it needs to speak, you can add a little presence somewhere between 800 Hz and 1.5K. Just a touch. We're not trying to turn it into a lead. Quick teacher note here. If you duplicate the exact same MIDI to sub and mid, you can still lose low end because of phase interactions, especially once filters and saturation are involved. So here's a fast phase sanity check you can do later. Temporarily low pass the mid layer hard, like down to 150 Hz, so it overlaps the sub. Listen to the combined low end. Then on the mid track, use utility and flip phase left and right, or invert with EQ8, and choose the setting that hits harder. Then put the mid back to normal with the high pass at 120 to 160. It's a quick move that can recover missing weight. Now step 2, chop shape theory. This is the whole point. A timeless roller chop shape has 3 rules. 1. Anchor hits. Notes that land with the kick, or just after it, so the groove feels planted. 2. Gaps. Micro silences. The air is part of the rhythm. If there's no silence, there's no momentum. It just becomes a drone. 3. Call and response within one bar. The pattern asks a question, then answers it, and loops in a way that feels inevitable. And in this style, the bass usually avoids sitting long on the snare. It frames it. It sets it up, and then it gets out of the way so the snare feels huge. Now step 3. Program a classic one-bar roller chop. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on both the sub and mid tracks. Start with the same rhythm and note so you can hear the shape clearly. Grid to 1/16. We'll get into triplets later, but start straight. Pick a root note. Classic roller keys. F, F sharp, G, G sharp. Let's start with F. For the sub, that's around F1 territory. Here's the pattern. Think of it like a motor. Put short notes at these positions, at the very start of the bar, 1.1.1, then 1.1.3, then 1.2.2, then 1.3.1, and make this one slightly longer, then 1.3.3, then 1.4.2. If those numbers feel too Ableton grid in your head, here's the feel, you're hitting early, early again, then a little push before beat 2.5, then a more confident hit on beat 3, then two more short nudges to carry you to the loop point. Now note lengths matter as much as the positions. Most of these should be short, somewhere between a 16th and a short 8th, but closer to a 16th to 3/32nd feel. The slightly longer hit at 1.3.1 can be around an 8th, but don't overdo it. Rollers need air. Now velocity. This is huge for feel. Accent the hits at 1.1.1 and 1.3.1. Those are your anchors, your confident statements. Lower the velocity on the in-between hits. That gives you swing and dynamic curve without even moving the notes. And that's very old school. It's not always about timing tricks. Sometimes it's about intensity shaping. Extra coach note. Think of the chop shape as a dynamic curve across the bar. Confident start, push into beat 3, then controlled tail that sets up the loop. If every note is the same length and velocity, it'll loop but it won't pull. Now step 4, make the chops feel right, legato versus retrigger. On the sub, decide what you want. Retrigger means every chop feels like a fresh pluck. Legato is more liquid, sometimes more modern. For old school jungle rollers, retrigger usually works better because the groove is in the gate. If you're getting clicks on the sub, don't panic. Increase release a bit, like from 40 up to 80 milliseconds, or slightly to just note ends so they don't cut too brutally. Small changes make a big difference down there. On the mid, keep it tighter. Short notes give rhythmic clarity. Let the filter and saturation do the talking, not long sustain. Now step 5, add movement without losing the roller. We're not making a wobble, we're making the bass breathe per chop. On the mid track, open auto filter and turn on the envelope. Set an envelope amount around 10 to 25. Attack near 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120. Keep the cutoff baseline around 250 to 600. That envelope gives each note a little wah at the front, like a tiny punch of articulation, without turning the whole thing into an LFO bass. Alternative: clip automation. You can automate filter frequency slightly higher on the answer hits later in the bar. And I mean tiny. Plus 30 to 120 Hz is often enough. The point is to create phrasing, not to show off automation. Now a very effective old school trick, snare shadowing. Instead of just avoiding 2 and 4, try placing a very quiet, very short bass touch just before the snare like a shadow, and then cut hard so the snare feels wider. That might mean a low velocity, super short note a 32nd or a 16th before beat 2 or beat 4. Keep it subtle. If you notice it as a note, it's too loud. If you feel the snare crack harder, you nailed it. Now step 6. Lock it to the drums. Side chain and negative space. On the sub track, add a compressor. Turn on side chain. Set the input to your kick. Start around ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you're seeing about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. This is glue. It's also headroom management, and it lets the kick speak without you having to turn the bass down. On the mid-track, you can sidechain too, but often you can use less, depending on how busy the break is. Also, leave space for the snare. If you've got a chunky mid-bass hit landing exactly on 2 and 4, your break loses crack and everything feels flat. If you want bass energy there, make it a shadow before the snare, not a slab on top of it. Advanced arrangement trick if the snare still feels stepped on. Add a second compressor on the mid-key to the snare only, doing like 1 to 3 dB reduction with a fast release. That's a targeted fix that keeps the bass loud but lets the snare pop. Now step 7. Swing and shuffle. The jungle lean. Open groove pool. Try swing 16-55 for subtlety, or go a bit funkier around 57-60 for that classic shuffle. But here's the rule. Groove the audible layer more than the sub. Apply groove mainly to the mid-bass, MIDI and maybe percussion or the break. Keep the sub either completely ungrooved, or only lightly grooved. Extra coach note, for club translation, keep sub note starts consistent. If you want more groove, vary ends, meaning note length, and vary velocity more than shifting the start time. Tight onsets, flexible gates, that's how you keep it rolling without getting sloppy. Now step 8, make it timeless with variation every 4 or 8 bars. This is where a roller becomes a track, not just a loop. Here are a few minimal variations that work immediately. On bar 4, remove the last chop. That silence creates a drop back and feeling when it loops. Or on bar 4, change one note on an answer hit to the fifth. If you're in F, that's C. Keep it tasteful. We're not writing a melody, we're adding a response. On bar 8, add a quick pickup 16th before the bar starts. That's a classic energy lift. Or open the mid filter slightly more for one bar, then return. That's a tell moment DJs and listeners feel as a phrase marker. A really efficient system is the 2-clip/B engine. Duplicate your one bar clip into clip A and clip B. Keep the rhythm identical. In clip B, change just one thing. Maybe swap one mid layer hit up an octave at low velocity, or replace one hit with the fifth, but shorten it, or make the last hit a rest. Then alternate A A B every four bars. Instant motion. Zero chaos. Another slick trick. Call and response via register, not new notes. Keep the same pitch on the sub, but on the mid layer, bump the answer hit up 12 semitones quietly. It reads like a reply without adding harmonic complexity. And if you want one of those classic jungle pressure valve moments, once every 8 bars, add a tiny triplet burst on the last beat on the mid only, like 2 quick notes using 8th note triplets or 16th note triplets. Then snap straight back to the grid. That momentary urgency is very authentic.